This week, the Michigan House held hearings on a plan to change the way Michigan distributes its Electoral College votes. The plan, presented by Republican Representative Pete Lund, got a chilly response. Susan, you've been right out there covering this issue for some time. What would this plan do, and why is this being considered now?
Well, we first started hearing about this plan in 2012, and at the time, the Republicans were looking at dividing up Electoral College votes by congressional district. Currently, we, like 48 other states, do a winner-take-all system. This current plan would give 9 Electoral College votes to the winner, but then there is a rather complicated formula for how the others are divvied up. And the bottom line is that even the candidate who loses the state will probably end up with some of our Electoral College votes.
And why is this being considered right now?
Well, it's lame duck session, so it's a good time to discuss controversial issues. And currently, Republicans control both houses of the legislature. We have a Republican governor, so there are a lot of Republicans who think that now is probably the best time if this is going to go.
And I know there's been some discussion about making Michigan more competitive in the presidential races, trying to draw more of the candidates to the state. And Ken, it's been a while since we actually looked at this issue. Democrats changed the law to the rules we now have back in 1891. So, I mean, is it time to take a look at this issue?
Well, I think the answer to that, in my opinion, is no. This is going to be seen by, I think, the vast majority of observers as a partisan attempt to change the rules because you don't like the results that you've been getting for many election cycles. The Democratic candidate for president has won Michigan. And although there are some Republicans, particularly the state representative who has been advancing this, who are kind of enamored with this idea, I think most Republicans are quite gun-shy about advancing this because it will be seen as purely a partisan effort here. So my own opinion, and I think the opinion of a lot of Republicans, and of course all Democrats, is that no, this is not the time to move this.
Well, speaking of Republicans, Governor Snyder has said he doesn't think the state should change its approach, at least not right now. He said maybe wait until the next census, but we've seen him change his mind on other issues. So, Susan, if this actually made it to his desk, do you think he would sign it?
You know, I certainly can't speak for the governor, but if history is any guide on controversial issues, more oftentimes than not, he has signed them. Whether it's a ban on domestic partner benefits for state employees or right to work. So I think that's what Democrats are concerned about.
Ken, what would it mean for this state politically and in terms of just the political climate if this indeed became law?
I think the impact is more what it means on the lame duck session in terms of other things that are being advanced. For example, the issue of road funding, the only way that gets passed, and I don't know if it does, but the only way it gets passed is in a bipartisan fashion, and Democrats would be very reluctant to participate in something like that if they see this bill and this idea advancing because they see it as purely a partisan effort on the part of Republicans.
Susan, I'll give you the last word. What do you think it would mean for the state?
Well, we'd certainly stand out. I mean, currently the only states that divide up their electoral votes are relatively small in the scheme of things, Nebraska and Maine. For us, a major state to do that, I think would probably not send the best message because this is largely seen as a partisan issue. And so I do think there is some concern, even from some Republicans, about that.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, stay warm, and thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.